Hey there, are you looking to deepen your understanding of the Bible? Look no further than Graceful Joy Church. Their YouTube channel is the go-to destination for insightful videos that cater to all levels of faith. But what really sets them apart? It's their incredible community. Join their online congregation today and experience the warmth and support of fellow believers at Graceful Joy Church on YouTube.
If it is or if it ain't, it's going to come out.
Everybody, it's your girl Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. It is April the 23rd, 2024, and today the topic is dying to self. Yes, dying to self. Happy Tuesday. Yes, happy Tuesday, everybody. I hope that you guys had a wonderful Monday. Mine was just fine. Yes, mine was good. Overall, highlights from yesterday for me was I did two episodes of the GSL talk show that seemed to be very divine and right on time. So I thank the Lord for that. And then your girl went over there to Mountain West Church, and I did the Monday night experience with the kiddos, man. Yes, it's a good time. So look, y'all, look, no excuses. Y'all can come to church on Monday these days. So you know what I'm saying? No excuses. No excuses. You know, I do love that about, I guess, Mountain West. They're doing their best to, I guess, truly stand by their effort to reach one more and things of that nature. And so I do believe that it's having an impact. I'm already seeing, you know, some growth in the amount of kids that are coming. I want to say maybe the first day there was maybe like 6 or 7 kids. Last week there was mine, how many was like 7 or whatever, and I think this week it was like 8 kids. So it's already growing and things of that nature. I don't know what the larger service looks like, or the, with, you know, the adults and whatnot, but it's looking like something. God is doing work over there at Mountain West Church, and I'm grateful to be part of it. Y'all know, man, I've been open and honest with you guys, you know, about, you know, your girl's struggles and things of that nature. I found it very interesting that, again, both of the conversations that I ended up having yesterday for the GSL talk show, they both really resonated with me in different ways and fit, you know, again, my particular situation, things I needed to hear, things I probably need to say as well. So I'm grateful, like I said, grateful for where I am and things of that nature. And again, I feel like all of that is the inspiration behind today's conversation of dying to self, because I've been on this journey of, again, learning to be okay with where God has me, right? I know at some point this morning I was confessing to my husband, letting him know that, you know, I've been kind of struggling a little bit, husband, you know, understanding that I am at the right place at the right time, doing the right thing. But at the same time, you know, having the doubts and concerns and the things of that nature, the temptations, right, to think otherwise. And a lot of times I think we all can go through this type of thing when we are struggling with this dying to self thing. Now, there's a few things that kind of led me to this dying part of the conversation. I know I did take a little time to think a little bit deeper about Adam and Eve and how God told them they was going to die, and then they didn't automatically die and things like that. But something did die. And I think a lot of times, again, when we are in sin or if we're doing the wrong thing and stuff like that, there are things that may be dying, that we just don't know about. Again, it could be spiritual, it could be, you know, whatever you're supposed to be doing, your purpose, things of that nature. There's something dying when we are going down the road and path that is alternative to what the Lord has called us to do. But on the flip side, again, if you, are walking alone with his will and way, then you will see, fruit of some sort. Now, it might not be the fruit that you expect, and things of that nature, but you will see growth, maturity, fruit from you in your life. And so, I hope that I can encourage and inspire us all to get on this journey of dying to self. I think the first thing we need to acknowledge is that it's an ongoing journey. It's not something that's, one-time situation. I know I refer a lot to what I call the cultivation period. You guys know I got my book, The Cultivation Period, A Single Christian's Journey. And I refer a lot to that particular time in my life because I feel like, well, maybe it wasn't the first time, but I think it was the first time I became really, really intentional about seeking the Lord, about like what it was that he wanted to do with me, for me, and through me. Because again, we all come into, I guess, life with our own ideas. Again, I tell y'all a lot of time about our little guy and how he goes around and calls it NJ's world, right? Or he thinks a lot of things have to do about him. If you're talking about you or me or whatever, he's like, but what about me? And we all come in with that type of, I guess they say, energy to life and things of that nature, thinking that everything revolves around us. And I would say, to a certain extent, your life does revolve around you in regards to you have free will to make choices and things of that nature, which I think that's what we talked about yesterday, right? Choices being life-changing and things of that nature. But ultimately, you start to learn and see as you go through life that something ain't all there when you're trying to go your own way. And again, if you are someone that Christ is calling to him, which he's calling everybody, to be closer to him. But if you, I guess, are part of his remnant or things of that nature, then you start to see, at least for me, I guess I'll just keep speaking about myself or sharing my testimony, that I tell y'all a lot of time that what I was feeling during the cultivation period was that something's missing. I thought maybe it was marriage. I thought that it was love and, that type of thing. I thought it was not being where I wanted to be in my career. Things of that nature. Like, I thought it was those things until eventually I started to seek the Lord and he showed me that it's not that, it's me. It's that we don't have that intimate relationship the way that we should. And so therein lied some of the, or there began some of my personal growth. And I would say maturity and, at least becoming more open to the things of God and what he wanted to do with me, for me, and through me. So much so that I, again, went on a journey to change. You know what I'm saying? I went on this journey to shift my heart and mind and focus on God and his will and read the entire Bible. And there's a lot of things that your girl was doing at the particular time to get into alignment with not only the things that I truly wanted, but also with God, again, with what he wanted to do, and started to learn to be okay with that. And so, with that being said, I know one of the things that we can really, really struggle with when it comes to this conversation about dying to self is how to know what parts need to die. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been kind of struggling with that as well lately, trying to think, like, okay, Lord, I feel like there may be some parts of me right now that needs to die. But I'm trying to figure out, like, what parts is that, because, yes, I know I need to be becoming more like you. That's the goal, to be more like you. But then, there's something about losing what you feel like is you in that process, that I could totally understand we struggle with, and it may not be the easiest thing to do. So, one of the things this morning, I was kind of, not say I was struggling with today's topic, because it had came into my heart and mind this morning. I listened to the prayer meditation barely. I mean, I turned it on, but I really didn't necessarily, listen, because my heart and mind was like all over the place. But at some point, I was thinking, like, dude, is there going to be a juice today? Because I know I got to go meet my homegirl soon and different things like that. And I'm like, do you have something that you want me to give? I mean, I know you gave me this thing about dying to self earlier, but it's not resonating. I don't feel led to, go to openbible.info and do the stuff that I usually do and things of that nature. And so I think this might be a great time for me to go ahead and shout out one of my sponsors. I know y'all are probably like, here you go. You trying to be like one of them other people. But no, actually, because I use the product, this is the only thing I got my study from today. I feel like it's a good time to share with you guys about it. I told you guys about it before. It's called Chat Holy Bible. And if you guys are familiar with ChatGPT, then it's very similar in that regard, except that they it's biblical content. So basically, you can ask, any type of question. It's kind of similar to GotQuestions.org and OpenBible.info, like those places that I already go to. But it's like an app that, you just plug in your question, and it's giving you biblical feedback. The way that, again, ChatGPT, you can look up anything and stuff like that. And so, yeah. So I did. I went to, and plugged in my questions about, dying to self and whatnot into chat, Holy Bible, the app today. And I really greatly appreciate, what it was giving me. And so I felt led to share it with you all this morning as the juice. Okay. So if you are questioning, like, what parts of you need to die, right? You're questioning, like, well, how do I know, when it comes to this whole journey of dying to self, like, how do I know, what is it that needs to die? Like, what's just my personality, and then what's also, the thing that needs to die, or to help me be more like Christ and things of that nature. I hope you guys take this down. Here's some things to look into. You can, again, get the app and get more information about all of these things, but this is kind of like a general idea of what can give you, I guess, hopefully, the encouragement to know whether or not you need to die to self. So, this is how you can know. Is your actions or the things that you want to do, is it in alignment with God's word? If it's not in alignment with God's word, then that's probably something that needs to die. Okay. The motive and intentions, the motive and intentions behind, again, the things you want to do, your personality traits, those different things like that. That's another way to know whether or not, again, it needs to die. Let's see. The impact on others. That's another one. Yes, the impact that it may have on others. Whether, again, it's your personality, what you want to do, what you want to say, all those different things. If it's not in alignment or can help, again, uplift your brother or sister, things of that nature, then it's probably something that needs to die. The spiritual growth part, are you growing spiritually by what you want to do, say, your personality, all that type of stuff? If not, then again, that might be something that needs to die. And then last but not least, seeking wise counsel can help us to understand, again, what needs to die. Again, you got to get into alignment, counseling that's centered around Bible, things of that nature, because there's all kinds of counseling out here. I know I had a conversation with the lady yesterday that she, I guess, gives a very unique type of counseling that I wouldn't necessarily recommend. I recommend biblical counseling, but so that you can easily get caught up into a lot of different ideas and things. But if you truly want to, again, be in alignment with the Lord, and you want to know, like, what should die to myself, and what's my personality, and what should stay, and different things like that, then I hope that that list will help you get an understanding and help you at least start to get an understanding. So here's some other things that I was thinking about when it came to this dying to self conversation. Here's, I guess, some more steps of how to die to self, the journey of dying to self, okay? So the first thing you need to do is have a self-examination. Self-examination. Again, I know they say all the time, the first step to fix a problem or whatever the case may be is to admit you got a problem. A lot of times we don't want to admit that. A lot of times we want to act like we're perfect, and we don't need Jesus, we don't need nothing, until we realize that we do. So really truly have a self-examination. I know I talked about this in the past. I think I taught like a heart check and stuff like that. Again, once you are able to examine yourself and see, again, the things in yourself, then you'll know whether or not, again, this is something that needs to die. Surrendering is the next thing that we would need to do. We would need to surrender to God's will, way, plan, and all those things. Again, this is not easy. I'm not trying to sit here and act like these things are the easiest things to do. I'm still on a journey today, trying to do that and whatnot. But this is what is needed in order to truly die to yourself. You have to surrender your ideas, your ways, and all these things to the Lord. Speaking of that, crucifying the flesh. Ooh, now I know this might be Pope right here, but crucifying the flesh is another thing that we have to do. Again, I'm struggling. I'm telling y'all, I'm open and honest about that. But I mean, there's things that the flesh want to do that the spirit don't need us to do. And so we got to crucify that thing. You know what that is in your life. Okay, let me go ahead and give you guys the next step. seeking transformation. Now, again, you until you start to actually put forth the effort and seek transformation, you're not gonna see it. So, yeah, that's another thing. And then ultimately, walking in obedience. I mean, again, there's a lot of things that we have to surrender to the Lord, and again, we may not fully understand it and things of that nature, but again, we have to trust that His ways is better than ours, and His plan is better than ours, and He knows best and things of that nature. So, let me give you guys some Bible verses so you know, girls can chit chat or whatnot. So, let's go ahead and tell you guys these Bible verses that stood out to me this morning. Matthew 16 and 24 says, "Then Jesus said to His disciples, 'Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me.'" I found this to be interesting today because over the past few days, I forgot to tell y'all yesterday that I started the Chosen series. I know it's been out for a while. I know y'all probably already watched it, stuff like that. But I started watching it, I want to say, what was it, Sunday? And whatnot. And it's very interesting, like you like seeing the portrayal of Christ's life in this way versus like, I mean, of course it's hitting the highlights of the biblical gospel and whatnot, but it's interesting again, like seeing him take this time, camping, you know what I mean? Like seeing Jesus in a different way versus just being the teacher walking around, like actually just seeing him as a man operating and whatnot, and seeing the disciples in their lives and stuff like that. So it's a beautiful depiction. If you guys haven't seen Chosen, I guess I recommend it thus far. I'm only on like episode 4 or something like that, so I haven't gotten too far into it, but I've been enjoying it. But anyway, I'm reminding of this because obviously in these first few episodes, he's gathering up his disciples and he's saying to follow me and things of that nature. And so, not only again do we need to be walking with him, but then we need to follow after him, do what he do, imitate and things of that nature. And so, again, we have to lay down the flesh in order to even be able to do that. So that's another one verse. Let me give you guys a different one. It's Romans 6 and 6. It says, "For we know that our old self, okay. For we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin." At the end of the day, again, you're going to be a slave to something. Now, are you going to be a slave to sin or are you going to be a slave to the Lord? That's the question at the end of the day. We might not like that idea. We might not like that word slave and things like that. But, ultimately, again, you'll start to understand that concept once you are going through life and you, like, again, you're repeating sins over and over and over again. You are a slave to sin if you did something that you're doing. If you are, again, and not just the falling short, because again, we all have sinned and fall short. We're not going to be perfect. We talked all about that Saturday. But the thing is that there's a difference again for the believer as how we handle and go through the sin and things of that nature. And you don't necessarily be repetitive and do the same thing. Now, sometimes you do, but yeah, just y'all can go deeper about that, okay? A bit the whole being a slave part. Now, let me give you guys the last verse I felt led to write down, and that was Colossians 3 and 5. It says, "Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust." There's one word that I don't know that I wrote down, so check that out, see what it is. Desires and greed, which is idolatry. We might not like to hear that, y'all, but yeah, all those things, anything that we put before the Lord is idolatry. And so these are things to consider as we are, walking out life. Again, this thing about dying to self, it seems to be a as they say, commandment of sorts. It's not a suggestion. It's a, hey, this is something you need to do. So, by all means, I hope that you guys are encouraged and inspired on how to do that. And if you want to go deeper about how to learn to, be okay with this process of dying to self, then I do have a couple of like practical steps and whatnot that we can take to learn to be okay. I'm gonna go through those real quickly. The first thing you should do is pray, okay? Next, you should study the word. Makes you to get into a community, practice gratitude, patience and grace, and then also again surrendering daily. Surrendering daily. All those things should help you to learn to be okay with doing things God's way and dying to yourself. So that's all, man. That's the juice this morning. I'm gonna let you guys go because, like I said, I need to go get ready. I'm about to go to lunch and things of that nature. But you guys have a wonderful, wonderful day. Let me give you guys the Bible verse of the day before you go, and that's Colossians 3:2. It says, "Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth." Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love. A daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day. And I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye. Visit chatholybible.com to download the Bible Chat and Study app today. Embark on a transformative journey of faith. Your connection with Scripture starts now.